Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
Constant complaints about apathy and low voter turnout in the United States.
In Afghanistan, the turnout problem has nothing to do with apathy.
If we vote here, they're going to cut our ears and noses there. So which one do you want to sleep?
Have you been threatened directly or just everybody knows?
This has happened before. People have been beheaded and killed. They will take you out of the car on the highway.
Threats to candidates and voters from the Taliban have NATO troops out in force for tomorrow's Afghan elections.
Your ballot or your life, democracy with the gloves off in Afghanistan. Does violence lower expectations or raise the stakes?
Just how precious is democracy in Afghanistan? Here's the takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
There's a proposition for you. Good morning, everyone. Evaluating the quality of life when it's your vote or your life, like it is in Afghanistan. It's Friday, September 17th.
Maybe that's a lesson that we can learn also Indeed. In other developed nations. Let's get a check of the morning's news. One out of every seven Americans now lives in poverty. New figures show the number of Americans officially living below the poverty line is approaching levels not seen since the 1960s. The Census Bureau estimates the group to number around 43.5 million people. That's up from 39 million in 2008. Last year, the poverty level was set at just under $22,000 a year for a family of four.
So joining us now from Washington is Ron Haskins, Senior Fellow of Economic Studies and Co-Director of the Center on Children and Families at the Brookings Institution. Good morning, Ron.
Good morning.
So, Ron, as a policy person who studies this sort of thing, how do you see this poverty threshold? Is it an arbitrary number, kind of a line, or more like the surface of the water? You really feel it when you sink below it.
It's a line, that's for sure, and it's established by the political process. There's no scientific way to do it. The logic of it way back in the 60s when it was established is that it's three times what it costs for an adequate diet, because at that time Americans spent three times what they spent on food to live. So it had a basis, but it's established by the political process, and it could be changed by the political process.
Interesting. A moving target, and we're going to talk about it. Ron Haskins, stay with us. We'll be back with you in just a moment. Hurricane Carl has strengthened into a major Category 3 storm as it approaches the southern coast of Mexico. The storm has winds of 120 miles an hour, and Mexico has issued hurricane warnings for nearly 200 miles off of its coastline. Carl is expected to make landfall later today. More violence in Afghanistan ahead of tomorrow's parliamentary elections. Two more election workers were killed this morning by Taliban fighters in northern Afghanistan. The Taliban says violence will continue, and they've threatened all those who take part in the poll. However, Defense Secretary Robert Gates says security appears adequate for this weekend's Afghan elections.
The Afghans have a capable and competent security plan for the elections. We will provide support as needed.
21 campaign staff and election workers have died so far.
Days of difficult peace negotiations between the Israeli and Palestinians have ended for now. The Palestinians have threatened to leave the talks if Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu does not extend a partial moratorium on the construction of settlements. That's something he's refused to do. But Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says he sees no alternative but to keep talking. BP has completed work on a relief well that allows the company to now permanently seal the blown-out well in the Gulf of Mexico. The company says it'll start work on the bottom kill procedure and expects the broken well to be killed by Sunday.
Two quick stories. The Senate Foreign Relations Committee has approved a new nuclear arms reduction treaty with Russia. It was a 14-4 vote. All Democrats on the committee, three Republicans joined them. And Pope Benedict XVI continues his first official visit to the United Kingdom, traveling to London today. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are up. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 10,594. The S&P opens at 1,124. And the NASDAQ opens at 2305. Throughout this morning, we're examining the idea of who's rich and who's poor in this country. How do you feel about that? What's the threshold, and how do you feel when you're rich, or how do you feel if you're poor? 877-8-MY-TAKE.
In a moment, though, we're going to talk about census numbers and the poverty levels. 15% of Americans now below it.